Well, how are you feeling, putting football aside? How are you doing? How are you feeling at this point?
Oh, I'm feeling great. You know, everything went well, and you know, I'm feeling real good. You know,
the moment you stepped on the field earlier this week, what was that moment like for you? Was it kind of the end of a long, long journey?
It was awesome. You know, finally getting to play with the team, and you know, I've been interacting with the guys not on the field, but you know, it's finally nice to actually get on and move around a little bit and have fun a little bit.
What have your doctors told you? Are you in the clear?
Yes, I'm in full remission, and yeah, I'm just happy to be here and play football.
What was the toughest part of these last few months?
I was really blessed, so not much was really tough. You know, probably the toughest thing was having to leave the team and get on a plane every 3 weeks, but that'd probably be the toughest thing. But I'm back now, and I'm happy to be here.
So you were getting your treatments back in Texas?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, Fort Worth.
Your strength is pretty good? Or?
It's all right. I'm doing good. I'm working with the strength and conditioning coaches, and everything's going fine. You know, I'm on track.
Weight's good?
Everything's good, yeah.
When did you get the news you're in full remission?
Probably about a week or two ago. I really don't know the date. But.
Marcus, what is your height and weight at this time?
Right now I'm 6'6", 348.
What did you play at TCU?
TCU, I think the highest I played at was probably 370, 372.
In practice, are you working tackle?
I'm just working whatever coach tells me to work. I'm just getting out there and doing whatever he tells me to. You know, there's not a defined position right now. I'm just doing what I'm told to do, helping wherever I can.
Are you feeling any sort of rust from a football?
Of course. I've been off, haven't played football in about 6 to 8 months. If I just keep working and listening to coach, I'll be all right.
How much and what sort of things were you able to do while you were undergoing your treatments?
Just like coach told y'all earlier, you know, I was doing whatever they told me to do, lifting, running, you know, whatever coach told me to do, wanted me to do, that's what I did.
So you weren't really limited as much as some, you know, an outsider might think?
Not really, you know. Again, I was really blessed not to have so many side effects of the chemo, and, you know, I wasn't really down, so I got to do a lot of stuff, but, you know, some stuff I couldn't do, so, yeah, it was pretty good.
Marcus, was there ever a point from the time you got diagnosed that you thought you might not be able to play?
I never did think about that. You know, I always took it one day at a time, and God has a plan for all of us. So, you know, if this is my plan, you know, but I never thought of that or not. So, you know.
Realistically, is this year an option for you to contribute on this team?
I couldn't really tell you. You have to ask Coach Belichick that. You know, all I do is I do what I'm told. Whatever they ask me to do, I do. So I couldn't really tell you if I would or not.
What kind of support system have you had from your teammates, from the coaches? I mean, you're not someone that everybody in here knows. You know,
Everybody in here is awesome. You know, I was blessed not to have such a bad chemo. Outcome. So, you know, it really wasn't a big deal because they didn't see it on my face. But, you know, everybody in here has been real supportive. You know, the offensive line has been helping me get into it. But, you know, I love this team. You know, everybody's great. And, you know, everybody was real supportive.
What kind of support have you gotten from the outside? Maybe even strangers writing letters and stuff?
You know, people say stuff on Twitter and stuff, but, you know, I get letters. And you know, I talked to somebody. They asked if I hope that I'm doing good, and it's pretty much.
I heard Mark Herzlich had some good things to say to help you out. Can you talk about that?
Well, I really don't remember. I never really talked to Mark. I talked to him a couple times during text messages, and that's pretty much it.
How many chemo treatments did you have?
I can't remember.
like compartmentalize those? Because I'm sure it's like stressful to deal with the chemo on one end, but then also you're trying to get back on the field. Like, how did you kind of compartmentalize kind of the stress?
You know, I just took it one day at a time, you know. Like I said, God has a plan for everybody. I know I just let him work his plan. If I was going to play football, I was going to play football. If I wasn't going to play football, you know, I have a college degree, something was going to happen. Yeah.
Marcus, you found out because of the pre-draft process. Mike Haynes found out because he was at a Hall of Fame screening. Jerome Harrison recently found out because he was traded and had to take a team physical. Do you feel almost blessed because of the situation you're in, because that's you were able to find it early?
Of course I feel blessed, you know. It could have went bad and it could have went good, but of course I feel blessed.